Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
15 minutes out, Jerry Brewer, The Washington Post. Why don't the Redskins have a better home field advantage? That story on the DC Sports Blog today. Mario Puig of RotoWire talking fantasy football at 1. We got a draft tonight, Danny.
Yes, we do.
106.7 Station League. Me, you, Thom, Dar, Chris Kynard.
Many of the Yunkies.
Jared Ruderman. I believe Jason Bishop, Cake Sawville, and John-Paul Flame all participating. Eric Bickle was the only one that Bob timed.
One of my favorite running things is how irritated JP gets when the name of the person is not in the team name.
Yes.
And he has to do any kind of research. I informed him about the matchup tab. So let's say, for the sake of argument, you and I are participating in a game against each other, which will happen during the course of the regular season.
My team name is Junkies 12 Share.
I can't say the name of my team.
Why not?
It's an inside bit.
No, yours is...
Oh, mine's... No, you know what? Mine's not. I forgot.
Correct.
Mine's Skippy Segments. Anyway,
yeah.
So you and me are matching up. If you click on that matchup tab, it tells you right away. Here's who the players are that you're rooting against. Here's who the players are you're rooting for, who the manager is, et cetera. He cannot be bothered to do any further clicking into the. He wants to know intuitively just by seeing the name of the team.
Everyone's team name should be your first and last name.
Should be Danny's Dynamite Team. That's what he wants.
Right.
And I'm like, that hasn't been the case.
He's keeping his team name as the stock John Paul's Juicy Team.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, Jump for Joy Team. It hasn't been that way since the internet.
Ridiculous.
I'll tell you that.
We're talking Nats, Worth, Scherzer, Turner all back. We'll rank their level of importance down the stretch. But we're just celebrating the fact they got to the 80-win plateau last night, barreling into the final month of the season. Injuries have not really slowed this team's pace. They're still en route to, right now, this moment, on pace for 99 wins, which would be one game better than they've ever been before.
You go 500, you win 95 games. I mean, it really is remarkable, given all the injuries. Remarkable.
Luke Thomas, voice guy.
Queso.
Busy weekend
Hello.
For you.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. McGregor held his own. I mean, who would have thought? And also, I just missed you at the dress party. I was a little sad.
Oh, did you see Danny?
Yeah. Dude,
wow.
He was there. It was great.
When did you get there? Yeah,
really good bits.
Like 8:30, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
that was
9.
Right about when I was rolling out to go get ready for the McGregor-Mayweather watch party.
It's prime time for your boy stumbling around.
Jump in Jackson Pollock Finley. Provided endless entertainment.
Oh,
he is very, very fun. Likes coleslaw. Big fan.
That's exciting.
He's a good man.
But for me, the Nats, like I was telling Dar Lago, with Rizzo, I don't know where he'd be without him. I really don't. I mean, you look at teams like the Mets that lost Bruce, Duda, Granderson, half of the roster to injuries, and look at them now. They're miserable. For us, we had one opening day starter last week. I forget when the game was, and it was Murphy. One opening day starter. And, like, we've had games like that where we've lost and we've won, whatever. The fact that we can pick seven other people other than a pitcher to come up and fight, it's outstanding, and I love it. I really do.
Yeah, I completely agree with
you.
It's a good phone call. And that's why, you know, we were debating a few minutes ago about kind of the import of Rizzo, Dusty, and all that. This is my entire point. Every organization has an alpha. Every organization has someone kind of that is the top of the food chain. In Baltimore, it's their manager, Buck Showalter. Buck Showalter, more important than Dan Duquette. They can kind of bring GMs in and out as they please. If they want to move on from Dan Duquette to run the front office this offseason, they'll bring someone else in, and then Buck still kind of runs that show. My point is, let's not forget who the alpha is here in Washington. That Mike Rizzo is the reason that this whole thing works as well as it does. And I think that's important because there have been times in the last couple years where Ken Rosenthal and people have reported that he was looking to talking to Miami or whoever it was. Was it the Angels? Some organization had come and talked to the
Nats
about Rizzo.
I'm forgetting the specifics now, yeah.
This is the guy you need to keep here. This might be the best GM in baseball. And it's been proven year in and year out with their process, their minor league system. The guys that are all playing well for them, these are not just obscure players. I mean, I study the minor leagues. Andrew Stevenson, who's playing for them right now, was a top-of-the-board draft pick out of LSU. Arizona Fall League broadcast that we participated in for SiriusXM. Brian Goodwin was named the best player and the best showcase of the best prospects at one point in time. Michael Taylor won an MVP award in the Eastern League. That's double-A baseball. They say if you can play in double-A, you can play in the big leagues. So I just don't want to pretend like, how is Wilmer Defoe? These are good baseball players. They have more of them in the minors than a lot of teams do. They have a hell of a system. That's a Rizzo thing. And people hear that and they say, well, you're not giving Dusty enough credit. I don't know what to say other than, as of right now, Dusty's earned himself another contract. Dusty's done a really good job. Dusty's having an A season as a manager. And without him, you'd be a few games worse. I don't know how else to better show that I support what he's doing, but this is Mike Rizzo's outfit. And you can move other pieces on the deck around if you want to, as long as he's the one setting up the chairs and the tables. Now, specific to our other conversation we wanted to have, Danny, on these guys coming back and their importance, rank them 1, 2, and 3 with me here. We'll start with most important national. You already gave us that name.
Yeah, it's got to be Scherzer, simply because of you're not winning the World Series without him being excellent, without him being the Cy Young, the ace, the stud, the superstar, the guy that can punch out 12 hitters, go 7+, and be excellent. That's just not going to happen. You're not going to get by with everybody else and Scherzer not pulling his weight. It's closer between 1 and 2 than in my view than maybe some people might, but Scherzer just has to be the 1 seed. I can make a case for a different number 2, but Scherzer's the 1, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Scherzer. The reason it's not Turner, who's pivotal in my number 2, is because they've scored a lot of runs and had a lot of offense without Trey Turner. And if he went 0-for-4 in a playoff game on a night where Harper and Murphy and Rendon hit,
you could still do something.
They're still going to score 5 or 6 runs.
Mm-hmm.
If Max Scherzer performs poorly and has a bad start in a playoff game,
good night.
You lose. And if you lose a couple more, you're eliminated. I mean, your margin for error is so tiny. I look back at Josh Beckett when he was with Boston in 2007. If you remember that 2007 postseason for the Red Sox, in the division series, he pitched a complete game 4-hit shutout. In the championship series, he pitched 2 7-inning outings, 18 strikeouts in 14 innings with a sub-2 ERA. And then in the World Series, he made 1 start and threw 7 innings, 1-run ball with 9 Ks.
I mean, he did the same thing a few years before for the Marlins, if you remember, beating the Yankees single-handedly, 3 days rest, was incredible.
2003, when he was the World Series MVP. 7 innings in the division series with 1 run, 9 Ks. Then in the division, in the championship series, I should say, he pitched twice and had 19 strikeouts in 19 innings because he pitched out of the bullpen a third time. And then in the World Series that year, 16 innings, 2 starts, so he averaged over 8 per and gave up 2 runs.
Yeah, I mean, you go into the lore of the postseason, guys like Madison Bumgarner, Josh Beckett. I mean, there are these names that ring out. We now know Curt Schilling, Randy Johnson, sort of forever immortalized.
Kirk Schilling?
No, it's actually a different guy. Different guy. Kurt.
Kirka?
As in, I'm being short with you. Kurt.
Oh, that's actually a Kurt.
That's an actual Kurt. Now, he went ahead and lost his mind later, but the point is,
what would Goose call him?
I have no idea. I mean, can you imagine what he'd actually call him?
I think he would call him Kirk.
Do you think it would be like the polarity would reverse itself and he'd actually say Kirk Schilling?
Well, his accent does not allow him to say Kurt. So he would call him Kirk.
But then sometimes he does call him Kirk, and then does he lose his accent at that point? Is he doing an impression of somebody that can speak correctly?
Who knows? I'm not sure if we know enough about his accent yet.
Who knows?
Where does this accent come from, by the way?
The D.C. area?
He played his college ball in Richmond, and he grew up around here, right?
Yeah.
Or did he grow up out in L.A. or something when his father was bouncing around?
Actually, I don't know. I probably should know, even though I don't think they speak that way in L.A. where they just mispronounce words.
Here's a question. Do they speak that way anywhere in the country where they don't say a word correctly because they don't want to?
There are regional dialects where you say words like in a weird way, mm-hmm. not just say the wrong word. So you don't get to just say the wrong word and call it an accent. That's Kurt. Different. No. It's Kirk.
Kurt.
Jerry Brewer.
Yeti.
Kurt. That's an easy name to say. Kurt. He's one of the best columnists in town, writes for the Washington Post. There's a story in the Post today about the Redskins' lack of a home field advantage. We'll ask him about that, his thoughts on the roster being shaped going into the final preseason game tomorrow. Next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.